Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Team PXY on 98PXY, the number one hit music station. It's Corey James, Breezy, and Brendan Summers from News 10 NBC. Welcome back on the show, sir. Good to have you. Certainly lots to get to that transpired overnight in downtown Rochester.
Get to that, Brendan, I want to get your opinion on something.
All right. Well, we need to start off here. Okay. What do you got?
Okay. We were talking about it about an hour ago about essentially price gouging. I want to know your thoughts on buying something from a store that has been super high demand. Corey said it's a tale as old as time, supply and demand, have you.
It is. It's true.
And basically turning around and reselling it for double, triple, quadruple the price.
The story in particular is about this man who is buying up all the pools he can find, right? He's going to all the Walmarts, he's buying all the pools, and then he is selling them online for a pretty insane profit since they're hard to find right now. Do you call that smart business? Or do you call it him just being a monster? Or maybe it's a mixture of both, because when it comes down to it, to be really good at business, it's got to be a little bit of a monster in you, I think, right?
Yeah, I don't know if it's like smart business or good business. I mean, it feels wrong and it sounds wrong.
Yeah.
And this is where you get into the whole, and I'm not dodging it, but you get into a whole area of like, what is demand versus turning into price gouging?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And that's we have seen Wegmans and other grocery stores raise prices on goods because of meat shortages, but that's different than somebody going and picking up 8 ribeyes and turning around and selling them for $30 a pop.
Right.
Because you can't get them. It's, frowned upon. I don't know the exact legality of when you can get into price gouging. So these are like float up, like inflatable.
Yeah, like the kid pools. They're really hard to find right now. And look, I mean, if you're going to call him a monster, he's not the only one that's at fault here. If you want to throw fault around, you can throw fault to the stores. Like I said when you talked about it earlier, Breeze, there's a reason why Wegmans put limits on purchasing things. That's why you can only get one thing of cleaner at a time still, or one thing of paper towels or toilet paper to avoid stuff like this. If the stores, if it was really that bad, stores would crack down on it. It'd be one pool per person rule. And we can't forget about the people out there who are willing to pay the ridiculous prices. You're also buying, literally buying into it. So it's hard for me to, while it feels dirty, it's hard for me to be like, just write this person off as this is, oh, they're terrible. Like, yeah, but they're being enabled by a lot of different factors too.
Yes, and it feels, okay, it feels different given, you know, the pandemic, and we saw it with hand sanitizers, and then like the guy downstate that had bought up like thousands of them, mm-hmm. and then like people weren't buying them from him, and he had nothing to do with them. But it's also think like in a normal year, like we all buy things off StubHub or another site where you're paying 3, maybe 4 times to get into a football game
or
something.
Yeah.
So think about like the last time, like, okay, the Bills had a great season and some of the home games last year were going for ridiculous prices. And so I guess just kind of keep that in the back of your mind. I get it, but to me, it just feels wrong. It feels dirty, but I'm not someone who would do it. But if someone can find a way to get by, I mean, that's their prerogative.
And when it comes down
to it, where
do
your morals lie, Brendan? At the end of the day,
yeah, I would.
I said I wouldn't do it. I said I wouldn't do it, and I said I wouldn't call it smart business. I call it it's kind of sleazy business to some degree, but it's just like
predatory.
We accept it in other parts of people going to the concerts. I mean, Billy Joel.
Right.
They postponed the Buffalo concert. That
would
have sold out. And then what did you get for those tickets? You know.
Sure. Yeah. I mean, that's a good point. It happens with tickets all the time.
But do we blame
all the time?
Do we blame that on humanity, or do we blame it on supply and demand? Tale as old as time.
Hamilton tickets went for $1,000 a piece when it was running with Lin-Manuel Miranda.
And
people did that.
And I don't think the sentiment of those people was, oh, what monsters. No, it was, who are these idiots that are spending $1,000 to go to a play, no matter how good it is?
Yeah.
So. And now you can get it for what? Disney Plus, $12.
Yeah, yeah, right.
$12, yeah. 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 Cost per use on that. Not working out well. Yeah. All right. Let's jump into this, Brennan. Certainly big news from overnight. 30 people arrested following the emergency order protest at MLK Park. Let's start with the order itself in case people are maybe just waking up this morning and learning about this.
Yeah. So this was pretty big news. And I think that we had had a pretty violent stretch here in Rochester, and we got some more details about it. So it was 70 people shot in the city since June 1st.
Jeez.
So you just count up the days. We're, you know, what, 45 days into the summer? So there's been a lot. And so everyone had been calling on the city, and Mayor Lovely Warren, neighbors, people who were frustrated, saying, do something about this violence. Police, do something about it. So they came up with a plan, and it got announced yesterday. It's an emergency order overnight, okay, from 11 to 5 o'clock, 11 p.m., 5 a.m. They are banning outdoor gatherings, and they're pretty strict limits. And this is because they say a lot of the shootings happened at house parties, people in, like, backyards, different parts of the city, people who were having events and getting together. And so the ordinance bans gatherings of more than 10 people indoors overnight. Outdoors, the number's 5. So this is like they are cracking down on crowds. And then it was like, okay, you announced this. What's the enforcement going to be? We saw dozens and dozens of people out marching at MLK Park. They marched all throughout downtown overnight, and they ended up back there. And about 3:45, 4 o'clock, kind of got broke up. But police picked them up one by one, taking them into custody because it is a misdemeanor if you're breaking this order.
Right.
And the total was 30 people overnight.
Now, obviously, given the current climate and certainly everything that's been going on with the police and people's attitudes towards the police, you know, certainly the reform that has come from it, that's a high-pressure situation already. This is going to stress that even more. Luckily, from all reports, looked like there was no injuries yesterday to either officers or protesters. But you got to imagine this is going to put more pressure on that situation.
Yeah, and what we can say is, okay, you have the violence part of it, and it was this order came down. But what was it with the order that made people so upset, other than just infringing on rights?
Mm-hmm.
Well, the group that organized it was Free the People Rock, and they feel like the order discriminates against minorities. And that's what they were kind of – they were marching, shouting. Not all the words were clean, like you couldn't air them for broadcast. But
right.
There was no violence or anything like that, no reports of any injuries to officers, people in the crowd. But it'll be interesting because that was night one, and then we'll have it again tonight from 11 to 5, and we'll see if they go out and they protest again. I drove into work, and I have to pass by MLK Park every day, and it was blocked off still at 3 o'clock this morning with dozens of police cars, and people were out there, and it's just balancing that. But from the city side, they say, we need to do this. We're going to have this order, we're going to enforce it, and we're going to keep break up those crowds, and hopefully we don't end up more people shot.
Yeah, that's a staggering number of shootings and stabbings and violent acts over such a short period of time. So let's hope that whatever happens, it remains nonviolent at least. My goodness.
Yeah, and I think with some of these cases, we mentioned 70 of these attacks, and we saw them in clusters too. That was another concerning thing. Like just last weekend, in one case, 6 people shot when all these people were gathered outside. So it was like seeing them kind of in mass with several victims. We had a couple triple shootings as well. And we all know the holiday weekend for the 4th was rough too.
Yep.
Yeah. All right, Brennan. So moving on to top of mind for a lot of people right now, schools. And today, actually, they're putting basically the bow on the final guidelines for schools and what's to come in the fall.
Yeah, so just like what we saw with businesses, earlier this week, the governor and his team put out some of these mandates. Basically, they're like, here's what we want you to do. Now you need to prove to us how you're going to do it. And it's talking about masks, things to do for buses. The state education department is also putting out its own guidelines, trying to clean it up, put it all together. It was supposed to come out yesterday. The response we got from them is that this is so many things to do that we didn't have it all done, so they're going to release them today. And this is going to cover pre-K through 12. And I know a lot of parents and kids are wanting to know what school is going to look like in the fall, because we've talked about the metrics. We don't have to get into it. It looks like if we kind of maintain, schools in our region will have the green light to reopen in the fall. The governor will say Finger Lakes, yes, you can go. But districts have to come up with their own plans by the end of the month. Once we get these rules today, they have to show how they're going to do it. And then the first week of August, they'll decide which districts are going to go.
Got it. Kind of piggybacking on that, Greece Central School District, looks like they'll be going to hybrid instruction this fall. Can we get some more on that?
Yeah, so this is the thing that we're all getting questions saying, all right, so what is RCSD going to do? What am I going to do in Pinfield? What am I going to do in Greece? And that's like, we were like, well, we don't know. We know the rules they have to follow, but what is that actually going to look like? One of the first ones, I think this might be the first one we'll get the details from, the model will be coming out next Wednesday, and here's what Greece is doing. So two hybrid learning options, and they're asking parents for advice. So under both plans, students would be in school some days, learning from home others, and I think you're going to see that everywhere just about. And that's because with the current setups for some of these buildings and campuses, you just can't have like 1,000 kids and keep them all social distance and follow everything.
Right.
You've got to have rooms where you can put somebody to hold if they have a temperature and you need to send them home. And it's coming up with that, and they say it's going to be possible to fully reopen. So they're putting out, a lot of districts are putting out surveys for parents to see what they would want. And I think we are going to see a lot of the hybrid, like home Monday, Wednesday, Friday, in school Tuesday, Thursday, and then the other 50% of the kids are going to be opposite.
Got it. Brendan Summers from News 10 NBC on with us right now. Some drama going down yesterday. We don't know if the NFL season will be taking place. But one thing we do know, if it does, the Buffalo Bills will not be playing in New Era Stadium, at least having it called that. A conscious uncoupling happening between the Bills and New Era.
Yeah, and I think this was, I mean, a lot of people hadn't heard this was coming. And it was, maybe it has something to do with the economy right now, uncertainty. Maybe it wasn't working out as great for New Era and the hat company and what it wanted. When teams pay to have naming rights, they hope to get something out of it.
Right.
And everyone calls it New Era Field. It wasn't called the Ralph. That may be what it's called for the time being.
Were they mad the nickname The Cap never took off? Do you think that's part of it?
Well, I called it New Era in scripts and stuff on TV. I'd be right. Like, if you're headed to New Era this weekend, and that's, you know, it's just how it worked. But, I mean, it's all over the stadium. They've got the flagship store that was there by one of the end zones. But, yeah, and it's, they say they want out from the naming rights and sponsorship deals with the team. What that looks like with the contract, there may be something that has to be given up. But the Bills, I mean, they're not fighting it. Both sides are working together to get out of this. And the Bills say they are going to look for a new naming rights partner for the stadium. The county executive, though, in Erie County says, don't name it after a private company. He wants to call it simply Veterans Stadium. That sounds nice, but this is, I mean, the NFL is a huge multi-billion dollar business.
Yeah, they're not going to turn their back on making a dollar, that's for sure.
Yeah, this is, I mean, you just don't see that with these stadiums. There's a reason MetLife is in New Jersey. They pay millions, tens of millions over multi-years each year to get the naming rights. So will you end up with something that says, like, Labatt Park, or I don't know, whatever it's going to end up being.
I did see Sundowner Stadium making the rounds on Twitter yesterday.
Well, some of the jokes, and listen, I'm a huge Saints fan, and whenever they were looking to rename the Superdome in New Orleans, and we've seen this with NBA stadiums, like these porn sites will come up and say, we're going to put together a bid to name
it.
And it just, yeah, and they put up, and it's like the money that would match the deals that end up going through, but it's just, yeah, that's
not happening.
If you're going to be mentioning this in every broadcast, it's going to be a huge sign outside the stadium. Yep. Yeah, not happening.
No, I didn't think so.
Jeez, oh, man.
All right, Brendan Summers, the News at NBC. You're off tomorrow. Enjoy the weekend. Enjoy Daddy Daycare, and we'll check back with you on Monday.
You got it. It's going to be
bye,
hot.
Brennan.
Stay cool.
All right. See you, Brendan.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.